Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 99, released April 27th, 2025. Yeah. Like us and share us on all the socials. We are commonly found on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, I don't know, all of those.
Email Instagram.
Instagram. Email us your thoughts, show@3ftpodcast.org, show@3ftpodcast.org. I'm the girl, Malia, the co-host, introducing the guys you guys all love, the Three Fat Truckers. First up is Bill.
Yeah, we're on all them all them daggum old internet shopping.
I call him Breakfast Bill because he wears red to breakfast.
She's known one or two Bills, so this is how she keeps track. So
at least she didn't say Eeyore.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Next up we have Frogger Dave. I call him Frogger Dave because he can hop anywhere from here to Texas by way of parking lot, never touching a highway. Frogger Dave, you want to say hi?
How are you guys all doing? That's 40 years of delivering
dumpsters.
Oh, we
just doing great. How's them youngins back home?
I know it. Back home in them days, it's just all them graves. That's the only way you can find them youngins is go through the back part of the alleys. So, hey, everybody, how you doing?
That's pretty much how you drive.
Pretty much.
Oh, last but not least. We have Wagon Steve. Why do I call him Wagon Steve?
He gets a new nickname every show.
I know. He's the one with all the balloons and air fresheners, and all the kids and dogs are around his wagon at every event. Wagon Steve, say hi.
Howdy, howdy. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. At least I'm not peddling hot dogs, okay?
Hey. Well, that was a week ago. Does. They're stale now.
Yeah, episode 99, folks. 99. Look at here.
What number is the next one?
We have to start over.
100. Yeah, we're going to start over one. We're going to do it right. We're going to make a real show.
By the way, I AI'd the show, and it says we're at 103.
AI'd.
So it's counting the shit, the notoriums and stuff. Me and Bill.
Is that how you say it now? AI'd?
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny that you said AI, Dave, because later on, I thought it would be funny to take an AI and put in Three Fat Truckers and the girl.
What are you doing, Bill?
Oh, people are going up and down the stairs. I'm trying to slam in and out of the door.
Bill took up sign language.
I was trying to not. I was trying not to draw attention to myself.
He's giving me the finger. What did I do?
Took a drink of my coffee, and he was doing that up and down thing. So I thought, what? You can hear me going up and down?
Anyways, he was doing the BJs.
Back to
Hi.
I did this for Bill.
Staying alive. Oh, he's giving family
and your
instructions.
Horse too.
Oh, it looks like he's giving a squeezy squeeze.
Yeah,
squeezy,
he's family
squeeze.
Instructions. Love it. The best part about having a family, they always interrupt you. You'd be up there, trying to knock one off.
Bill Reed, Dave, because I did AI and I put in Three Fat Truckers and a girl.
Yeah.
And I put in, it's supposed to give you a short story. It made up two of them, and it is hilarious.
Yeah. I did the same thing, but I asked it, and on what episode?
I should have gave it our actual names, but I didn't, so you can figure out who you are as he reads the message later. But yeah.
Oh, I put our names in there, and I did it with the let's say, not-so-nice language one. Oh, it was bad.
Oh, that one.
It was bad. Bill? Did you crack the whip? You got them all in line now?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what.
Waving his arms like a maniac.
He didn't have time to send you a selfie yet. You notice that?
I know. I'm going to send you guys one, though.
No.
The one I'm going to use. Oh, Dave, you sent them. Steve, you sent me your selfies.
Well, you told us to.
Two of them.
Yeah. Did you guys
need one every time? You need a new selfie every time. Why? What are we doing?
Not
with
those? Every time. It's just every other time I post them for you guys.
Oh, okay.
She does.
What am I doing with them? Oh, I'm taking.
Hey, don't mess with
tonight.
Our social networking, girl.
We're gonna go to her house. She's gonna have our pictures, like
in my bedroom,
stuck up to the ceiling. She's got Dave's over on the wall with darts sticking out of it.
The problem is ours look stupid, and she makes hers look glamorous.
Well, Dave, I just take it.
This isn't the
1980s,
Dave, going to glamour shots.
She's
okay?
A younger blonde.
Oh, come
what
on.
Do you...
Did you ever go to glamour shots with one of your wives?
Oh, God. Meanwhile,
no,
in the 90s.
I left her there and went to Radio Shack right behind it.
What'd you buy?
Don't know, but I didn't go to glamour shop. Buy her radio remote controlled car. I
Bill's
looked
the
at
one
her
that
point.
Hasn't sent me a selfie yet.
Yeah,
because you're there. Always in gray.
Well, she rides you bad about your car.
Hey, I got him in pants at the mats. I am. Hey,
you got Bill.
I wear shorts a lot when it's warmer. That's just how
it ain't
I
been
roll.
Warm because them white legs ain't seen the side of anything. Oh, that's
never gonna change.
Did you put pants on down at Senton when you dump?
Yes. Well, I mean, you got to have pants on down there.
I know.
But
well, have
pants,
you ever been
but
to the
Crocs.
Places that give you the
you had Crocs?
Had my Crocs on.
Have you been to the
fuck
places that you got to have pants and they give you a pair of Carhartt or?
Yeah, they give you a pair of sweatpants
that are like a size 10X, and you're like, "Oh yeah, I can fit in these."
Wrap a bungee cord around it.
I had to go to a steel mill, and I'm pulling there, and I'm picking up a scrap coil. Sir, you have to have a sleeve shirt on, and I go, "I have no sleeve. It's summertime." So I got my sweatshirt. I have one of them coats in the truck. I cut the sleeves off of it and slid them up on my arms, and said, "There, now I have sleeves." So.
I had
welding gloves now. Now I can just slide them on. So
I've got a pair that Driver Appreciation Day. What was it last year?
What?
They were handing out. Yeah. It's this thing places
were they
used
like
to do.
Zsa Gabor gloves up to your.
No, they were the same things that the arm sleeves that they hand out to
about.
Yeah, they hand them out to their employees, and they're just. Heat gloves and
well, I never thought we'd be talking about Zsa Gabor on our show.
Or sister too, you know. There's two of them.
Well, I was explaining to Bill a show back in the 70s, and it was Mother Jugs and Speed, and he goes, "I don't remember that."
What?
And after we talked about it, he remembered the show. So you remember it, Steve?
Jugs and Speed. That sounds familiar.
No.
Mother Jugs and Speed. Yeah,
it's kind of obscure, but yeah.
Yeah, that's Bill Cosby. What was her name? Raquel
her
Welch.
Name Bill Cosby.
And I forget who the white guy. The white guy was
we're
the
talking,
driver.
We're talking
early 70s.
Yeah, we're talking before Bill Cosby was on Fat Albert.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he was skinny and young. Ooh, we're doing a calling out. We have a death in the family. We're doing a
seance
candlelight. A candlelight reading.
Vigil.
Yeah. So.
So, Steve.
Mother
Judge
and Speed. Guys,
you
want a good life.
Are you ready to go to Georgia, Steve? You ready for that trip yet?
Yes.
Coming up. It's right around the corner.
I told these guys we're going to have to do a live remote or something on our phone from there or something.
Yeah.
Which, that way we can get Bonehead Trucker on. And
live from our phone.
If you take a laptop, you can do it, and me and Bill will do the show.
Well,
we don't
take
need
my
you
phone
guys.
And do it.
We can do it without you. We can just sit here and talk cord. Shit about you the whole time.
God, yeah, we could. Oh man, we could shovel it out.
We could fill a lot of time.
We'll make you guys feel nauseous and sick, like you're watching Blair Witch Project.
Well, we'll probably take cupcakes, so we'll eat cupcakes without you. With
that's okay.
Bonehead.
That cupcake. That cupcake place is right behind my house. I know where
not
it's
Bonehead
at.
Bonehead isn't. Bonehead's
so did you guys have a good week this week? I know it was a short one since we all got back from the Easter hangover weekend last weekend. So
hangover weekend, who gets hungover on Easter?
Well, hungover, you
gotta drink wine.
Joy, love, and
who gets hungover on wine?
You fasted all
the time. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, there's a lot of drink. There's a lot of drinking on Easter. Have you been to a Catholic church lately?
Not the hungover kind. I hate.
They don't use grape that's juice in there.
Well, that's the good Lord's wine.
It's the good Lord's wine.
The Lord wants you to do all things in moderation, lass. So, is that old school, the old Catholic priest, Irish fucking thing?
Language. Don't you remember the
English
thing I sent you where he's holding the Pope's holding the kid and he's crying?
On the tap it bracelet.
He's like, let's do fingers.
Say that again. You got to talk into the mic. I didn't hear you. You're laughing too hard. The priest stuck two fingers.
We
where?
Don't want to know. I
showed you that picture of the Pope holding this baby or kid, and he was screaming bloody murder, and he's like, that's only two fingers.
Yeah, that is bad. Oh, never mind. Let's back that up and take another cut. Let's try that again.
A couple more dirty ones. Then.
That was a Davism right there.
I've got one involving a priest and a rabbi, and I don't even think I could probably say it. Yeah.
No, we don't want
to
say it.
Let me guess. A priest, a rabbi, and a Jew went into a bar.
No, the priest, well, rabbis are Jews.
I know it. I was trying to see if you were on it. I could have said a Polack, but we don't do Polack jokes.
Yeah, I went over that. We don't say that word no more.
What happened to the Polacks?
All right, you talked me into it. Priest and a rabbi are sitting on a park bench in the middle of a park, and a little boy walks by. Priest says, I'm going to go fuck him. The rabbi says, out of what?
Out of what? Yeah.
That in your pipe and smoke it.
No, it's when the.
You wait until after Easter to tell that one.
Thank God.
There's three
priests.
We drive
right fast.
There's three priests on a big ship, and it's going down. And the first priest says, We got to save the boys. The second priest says, fuck the boys. The third one says, do we have time?
That is bad.
Oh, my goodness.
That's you
bad.
Guys.
Okay. So
by the way, speaking of priests, has anybody seen 1923?
Yep. I think we've got one episode left.
Don't watch the last one. You'll just be pissed off.
That's what I've been trying to tell him. But don't. Let's just leave it go. So
everybody I know, they're like, F him. I ain't watching no more of his effing shows. That son of a button. And they're just going on. It's a shitty ending. But I don't know how he come out with so many good ones at the same time.
Well, this one, if I don't know, are they going to do another season? I mean, they left it kind of.
No, they're going into the other one.
They're
going
to go into the new one now. Okay.
The Landman, Tulsa King. Man, I like both of them.
Oh, no. Landman was awesome.
When you keep the bean counters out of the creative process.
The bean counters?
Yes, the money man.
The money people. The people who are interested in what is going to bring in more money. Keep them out of the creative
what they
process.
Think is going to bring them
what,
what's
yes,
funny
exactly.
is he was an actor and a shitty actor.
Yeah, he's not very good.
So he started writing movies and putting himself in.
Of course, we're talking about Taylor Sheridan.
In the shows, and he's still a shitty actor.
The best
every
one
time
I love.
He's got himself in an episode, it's he's terrible.
Well, the best one I've seen is when he, Beth went down in Yellowstone, and he was trying to sell her horses, and he was playing strip poker with all the girls, and then the Russian oligarchs were there trying to buy the horse, and there was guys over there bidding, and she goes, who's those guys over there bidding? He goes, well, those are the stable boys.
Clean up good, don't they? No, but his stuff is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So hands down, that's all I got to say. We got a news article here.
Do we?
Yes. CDL Life.
By Ashley. Oh, Ashley. Ashley.
No, this is from Wimberly Patton.
Oh, Wimberly.
I switched it up on you.
I found that Wimberly.
Is Wimberly
one time.
A
like,
chick
that?
Or is Wimberly a guy?
It's a girl. We met her.
It's a girl.
I think it's a tennis match.
Did you really meet her?
We tried and she ran.
She ran.
And this is dated April 24th, 2025. And I quote, keep your eyes open and stay out of trouble, says HEB truck driver with 4 million safe miles. Man, Hold on.
Pump the brakes.
Wait.
How is this April
24th? Hey, just be quiet.
Okay,
and
never mind. Because Dave did some editing.
Just be quiet.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Go.
Are we going to misquote people here?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's still a quote.
We love you, Breakfast Bill.
Different, but we're good.
Okay. Well, HEB truck driver recently hit more than 4 million miles accident free after 33 years on the road. Hold on a minute.
You counting on your toes?
Little
and
quick
feet.
Math here.
How many of that a year?
That's over almost 1.5 million miles a year. Or I mean,
no, 4,030,000. No, that is wrong.
Well, how you do your ciphering there, Failure?
He didn't take it.
Well, let's put it this way. He's claiming some of his miles and somebody else's too. Let's put it that way.
Isn't that what you guys all do?
Clay? That's probably that daggone no personal conveyance.
Hey, daggum. That's what that is right there. HEB truck driver Homer Flores. Well, with a name like that.
It's got to be good. Smuckers. Oh.
Reached the 4 million mile mark after a delivery from Kingsville, Texas to Corpus Christi, Texas. As he rolled into Corpus Christi, Flores hit 4 million and 7 consecutive accident-free miles and then ran over a 4-year-old.
That'd be 121,000 a year.
That's quite a bit in a day cab, brother.
That is. And he never left Texas.
Bill, yeah. You're in
well,
Texas.
You don't have to.
No,
you can knock out 800-900 a day, dude. Remember that.
He was in a day cab, and he was going from Texarkana to El Paso. 870 miles and back.
That looks like a 62-mile-an-hour truck. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Not in Texas.
Okay, so
minimum 75. You ain't got no 60-mile-an-hour trucks down there.
Yeah, and his friends, family, and fellow HEB truck drivers were all there to celebrate his achievement. This is a big honor for me and my family. Yeah, yes, thank you. In the area all day. I truly love working for HEB. It's a great company to be a part of, said Homer Flores, HEB truck driver. I'm honestly overwhelmed by everyone who came out to support me today. Thank you to HEB for giving me the opportunity to work here and to show what I can do and to allow yourselves to be enriched off of the weight of my labor. It means a lot to be recognized like this. I'm honored and grateful for this celebration. Flores operates under the CV handle Laredo Kid.
Ah. So he's been around if he's still got a CB.
And
no antennas on that truck.
Started truck driving school in 1989 after working inside the Saunders Street HEB in Laredo for several years. After graduating school, he started as a yard dog and eventually became a full-time truck driver for HEB. A yard dog, for those of you that are not aware, is the guys that drive around in the those yard trucks that hook trailers up and move them
around.
That
means he had to do 121,000 miles as a yard dog, too.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm highly dubious here, folks.
He started merchandise 33 years, is what it says.
Now, Flores has been hauling HEB merchandise for 33 years. In addition to his regular duties, Flores helps to provide supplies to victims of natural disasters throughout Texas over the years. Flores says he comes from a long line of truckers, has several family members who drive trucks, and feel the most peaceful and most like himself out on the road. And I quote, "You have to admire and respect Homer's tremendous accomplishment," said Todd Wright, Senior Vice President of Transportation. "It almost seems impossible when you think about it. Day in, day out, he's hauling up to 80,000 pounds with a 53 or 57-foot trailer alongside other motorists. To do it safely, traveling 4 million consecutive safe miles without a single scrape or broken mirror is a testament to
lie.
His professionalism.
I know he's had a broken mirror.
Yeah, well, this whole thing is a lie. We're incredibly proud of Homer and all his and all of our drivers. We truly have the best team in all the industry."
It sounds like Ross Perot's talking to me right there for some reason, don't it, Dave?
That's why
you ever think you're going to chew on a chicken and you don't get a chicken.
The funny part about it is, you know it's Texas because nowhere else in the country is there 57-foot trailers. Now, Texas does have some 60-footers.
And he's got a 10-gallon hat on, too, dude.
Yes. He's got a 10-gallon hat on a 2-quart head.
And the other thing is, everybody, H-E-B is a chain of grocery stores in Texas. That's what it is. We know it, but most people listen probably don't know what it is. It's like Kroger's, or if you're down in Florida, what's the one down
there?
They
got Google. Come on, man. All right, so who's going to let me in on the joke here?
We'll tell you after the show. I'll text it to you.
Okay. Why is it April 24th, 2025? Can we do that here and now?
That's when this comes out.
That's when it's coming out.
So you got a hold of an article that's not released yet.
That's right. No, it's released because, you know, this is Sunday, the 26th, 28th.
Yeah, but 29. We got to say when this article was actually released, though.
Yeah, it was released today.
Today being the okay. Yeah. So,
hey, Bill, what does H-E-B stand for?
Oh, it's the guy's name. I can't remember. I looked it up. What is
it? Howard Edward Butt.
Yeah,
that's what H-E-B, the grocery store, is called. Yeah.
Yep. No, it's not. Like, yes. Butt.
Yeah, like, he's right. I looked it up. Howard, I got the whole story.
1905.
Been doing slinging groceries all around his wagon train ever since the early days.
Is it a pig? Is it
so this article was, let me just clarify, so for the sake of being legal on here, this article was actually released April 19th, 2025. Correct?
But yes, but we're releasing it the 24th.
Well,
we're releasing 26.
Whatever.
All right.
You guys are so funny. A bunch of old guys sitting around trying to read the paper together.
That's what old guys do.
Did you pass your glasses around and everybody's got the same blurry spot?
You read a little bit. You read a little bit.
You don't know old people. No, there are no old people anymore. They don't exist. Old people, when I was growing up, sat on the porch on a rocking chair. Men would fall asleep with the TV on. It was old people don't exist to the capacity that they did.
I sat on my porch in my rocking chair. And
the only thing men our age talked about when I was growing up was fishing and
drinking
them daggum old Democrats.
Them damn liberals.
Daggum old Democrats.
You're from Wayndale. There wasn't Democrats.
No, everybody in Wayndale was, unless you were
for the working people. They weren't for them old rich Republicans.
No, but that's how it works, though. Like right now, the way the Republicans have you guys sunk in with all this, that you're being led to the slaughter, just like all the chickens being sent down the chute.
Oh gosh, this is hilarious. Let's dive right in. I got my deep, tall boots on today.
Anyway,
that's right. And you also got your
hey,
big
look
cup.
There. You got to get up, and do a little dance now. Do a little hoedown for us. Like,
knee smacking grass music or whatever it's called. Grass
knee smacking. Grass. You're smoking too much grass. All right.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Come back, we got Steve's little bit here. We'll be right back, folks.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Back to live action.
Mom and Dad's arguing.
And that's not me. I'm
okay. Well, I figured I'd try this AI out. Everyone's talking about, so I made stories up. It reminds me of the ad lib books we had when we was kids. Sort of funny. See what you think. Do you remember the ad libs?
Yes. Okay. Those were fun.
Remember Highlight?
I found there was all sorts of AI. Some of you want to pay for them. I'm not paying for them. I'm not giving them my email. I'm not giving them information about me.
You ain't got a fake email yet?
Come on.
Who wants to give the information of Steve's
All I out? Gave, I should have gave them our actual names for this, but I just said three fat truckers and a girl. So this is the first story that it put together, short story. Would you like to read it, Bill?
Once story upon a time, one? In a small town nestled by a busy highway, lived three truckers named Joe, Mac, and Tim. They were known as the three fat truckers because of their big bellies and hearty appetites. The three friends loved to chat over greasy burgers at a diner called Big Joe's Eats. One sunny afternoon, while they were enjoying their meals, a girl named Lily walked into the diner. She was a young and cheerful, with bright red hair and a smile that lit up the room. The truckers noticed her right away. She looked lost and was holding a map with a puzzled expression. Curious, Joe leaned over and asked, "Hey there, need some help?" Lily smiled and nodded. "I'm trying to find my way to a music festival nearby, but I think I'm lost." Mac, who loved music, perked up. "We know that festival. It's a great time. We can give you a ride if you want." At first, Lily hesitated. Three fat truckers didn't seem like the usual ride she would choose.
I didn't hesitate.
But she didn't have a chubby chaser shirt on, did she?
What makes you think this is about you?
I wish I would have used our names.
You could have did a little web and just put our name. You could have edited it.
You wait till the next time. I'm gonna
okay.
But there was something friendly about them, so she agreed. As they all squeezed into the truck, I pictured clowns in a VW.
We did that just a week ago in Louisville.
The golf cart.
The
that
air was
we didn't get a picture
filled with laughter and stories. The truckers told her about their travels, funny incidents on the road, and the best food places. In return, Lily shared her dreams and become a singer. Shared her dreams of becoming a singer. The more they talked, the more they all enjoyed each other's company. Suddenly, the truck hit a bump, and the truckers laughed, saying they could feel it in their bellies.
This is bad.
They all joined in laughter as Tim exclaimed, "I guess we are not just truckers. We're a traveling comedy show."
Jolly.
My. As they got closer to the festival, Lily became more excited.
I should have read this a little through and put some stuff in it, and her nipples hardened.
The truckers pulled up to the entrance, and the sound of music filled the air. Before she left, Lily turned to the guys and said, "You are all the best. Thank you for this adventure." Mac smiled and said, "Just remember, you have three fans waiting for your first concert."
I thought the fans were blowing for a second there.
Lily waved goodbye and promised to keep in touch. The three truckers drove away feeling proud. They had made a new friend, and their day had turned into something special. Though they were just three fat truckers, they learned that even small actions could lead to wonderful experiences. Their hearts felt lighter, and they looked forward to their next adventure on the road.
My cheeks hurt from smiling.
My head is hurting from my ears pushed back.
So that's what the AI, for only those things inputting in it, that's what it come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you two stories. So this is the second one, Bill.
Second one's a shorter one.
I invite somebody else to go ahead and read this one because my I'll face hurts a little bit.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Story number two. In the quiet town of Willow Creek lived, life moved at a snail's pace. The only excitement came from the three fat truckers who rumbled through every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Big Tony, Tiny Timmy, and Polly the Plump were their nicknames.
Polly the Plump.
I'm saying Dave's Polly.
I sound like a Polly.
Dave. Got Dave written all over.
Polly.
They drove separate trucks, but always traveled together. They were as different
one
as
Dave.
Peas in a pie. Oh,
what a nightmare.
Tony loved to laugh. Tim loved to eat. And Polly loved to complain. Mm-hmm. One Tuesday, as the sun beat down, the three trucks parked outside the local diner. Inside, a young girl named Lily. Well, this bitch is stalking.
She gets around, doesn't she?
Why am I named Lily? Sat alone.
I don't know.
Lily.
Sketching in her notebook. She was new to Willow Creek, trying to escape a past she didn't speak about.
Toilets.
The truckers lumbered in, their bellies leading the way. They took up their usual booth. Their boisterous voices filled the diner. Lily tried to ignore them, focusing on her drawing. But Tony, with his booming laugh, caught her attention. "What you drawing, little lady?" he asked, his voice surprisingly gentle. Lily hesitated, then showed him her sketch of Willow Creek. Tony's eyes widened. "That's beautiful," he said. "You've got a real talent." Tim, his mouth full of pie, nodded in agreement. Polly surprisingly offered a rare compliment. "Not bad," he mumbled. Over the next few weeks, the Tuesday ritual continued. The truckers would arrive, eat their fill, and chat with Lily. They learned about her dreams of becoming an artist, and she learned about their lives on the road. They became her unlikely friends. One Tuesday, Lily wasn't at the diner. The truckers felt a pang of disappointment. As they were about to leave, the diner owner rushed over. "Lily left this for you," she said, handing Tony a sealed envelope. Inside was a drawing of the three truckers, their smiles wide and genuine. A note at the bottom read, "Thank you for showing me kindness when I need it the most. I'm leaving Willow Creek, but I'll never forget you." The truckers looked at each other, a mix of sadness and understanding in their eyes. They knew Lily had secrets, and they respected her to move on. As they drove away, Tony glanced in his rearview mirror, a faint smile on his face. They were just three fat truckers, but they had made a difference in a young girl's life, and that they realized was a journey worth taking. Pretty wild for a computer to come up with that, don't you think?
Well, and the rest of the story, the drawing's right above Steve's head.
So you can catch the rest of this on next week's episode of To Catch a Predator.
The next time I come out with this, I'm going to give it our names and put in a couple options of things.
Yeah, you need to get
wagons and colored shirts and
red lipsticks.
One of the three fat truckers is a serial killer.
Yeah,
and
usually Tony to the Tiger. He just
tried
kills
to guess
it every
which one.
Yeah, it's Bill. He kills cereal. Loving it. He's got a house full of kids, so he gets a bowl every day.
What are you eating breakfast,
Bill? He's eating a cookie.
Is that a cookie?
It's a cookie. My cookie.
What do you think about that, though, Bill, for AI writing stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I've read some.
Well, they got it now to where AI, you give AI information, it'll write a whole book for you, and then they're having it printed, having it sold on Amazon.
Yeah. If it's good enough and you can sell it and make money off of it, do it. You give it a good content, but
three fat truckers' memoirs.
Oh yeah, a good product to sell is always a good thing, right? So, you know what else is a good product?
What's on
clean fire diesel fuel additive? Yeah,
clean fire diesel fuel additive.
Head on over there.
Where can I get some of that?
That would be at the
clean fire.
That would be right there at the truck stop when they went in there to see Lily. There was clean fire on the shelf.
That's right. She likes clean fire.
That's right. So
go ahead and pick some up. Put the three fat truckers code
Lily
in.
Likes some of that dirty fire,
get the three
too.
Fat trucker discount.
Three, as in the number three. Fat
three
truckers,
fat truckers, all one word.
All lowercase, one word. Get you $10 off. Get two cases. Get 20 off. And go buy some cupcakes.
Speaking of cupcakes.
Where's Dave?
Do you got your paper for the cupcakes for Bonehead?
Yeah.
I do.
Show that one there, too.
Aren't you guys going to a show?
We are.
Me and Bill get to talk about you guys.
Well, yeah, we're going to try and remotely live do it. We'll
May 3rd.
Yep.
The down Bonehead, a little bit. There you go.
Bonehead Truckers Car and Show benefit for Charles Biggs. Is that what it was? Biggs?
Or yes.
Mm-hmm. May 3rd. It's in Georgia, Calhoun, Georgia. Steve and I will be there. Please bring cupcakes. Bonehead Trucker has requested cupcakes.
It's his birthday.
So we want to eat one in front of him before we
I'm
give him one.
I'm bringing a damn jelly donut.
It starts at 9 o'clock and
a.m.
is done at 5.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's a job.
Now, Friday night, the night before, I'm probably even going to shower at a truck stop, just so everybody knows, on my way.
Random down. Showers in random places?
I figure I might as well do it up if I'm going to go to a truck show. I'd
walk into Bucky's. You can about shower in their bathrooms.
Yeah, and I'm not driving a truck in there, so I'll be allowed.
Yeah, you'll be allowed. You're in your pickup truck. We don't get that luxury. And I was telling Bill, there's one just down there, the other side of Evansville, or not Evansville, but Louisville. I said, we need to make a road trip, run down there, just go to Bucky's someday, get a brisket sandwich some.
And I went by that one in Athens where that guy said they were going to build truck parking behind it, where I got stuck that one day. He was full of shit.
He was.
Well, I'm a Bucky's virgin, and I plan on staying that way.
You haven't?
Saving yourself?
Yeah, I've not been there.
What I heard.
And I highly doubt my first time I go, I'm going to get naked in the shower. Absolutely not. Not going
well,
to be
well,
placed.
Not happening. Our buddy Steve went there to get 10 pounds of brisket, and that was before 10:30, and they wasn't giving
He got mad because it turns out Bucky's is not a butcher shop.
They weren't giving up 10 pounds of brisket.
You're not going to make me feel bad.
So if anybody would like to tell me what a good truck stop would be from here to Georgia.
Oh, gosh.
I need to get Georgia.
You're going to be on 75, so there's several. I mean, we could take all kinds of places.
I would rather get freshened up when I get closer to the truck stop.
Stop when you get into Georgia at Ringgold.
Yeah, I was going to say right after you come out of Knoxville, there's a nice Love's right there. You can run in there and shower. They got nice clean showers.
Used to be an orange ball in Ringgold.
Yeah, but at Love's, you got to pay for your gas inside. Nope. If you pay at the pump, they hold $175.
Well, then buy gas and buy a shower.
All three of you talking at the same time.
Yeah,
because
we love you.
God. And you're still eating cake.
He's cramming cookies down.
So when we listen to this back, you're going to hear us talking.
I'm like, man, oh, man, is this a conversation?
Like a little mouse. He's a mouse in the corner.
I like your
anyway.
Cup.
Hey, you like my cup?
Yes.
Mike.
Pretty fat trucker. I've
seen one of those somewhere. Where did I see one of them at?
Well, he finally gave me one because I started wearing my red lipstick on the show.
I don't know. Next time I sneak down to Bill's basement, I'm going to steal it once behind him.
Well, you have one, Steve?
No, I told you and I didn't. And you're like, it'd be up here.
Next time you come up here, we'll give you one.
How about this? You give it to me so I can see his porch.
I didn't give it to you. You come stole it off my counter.
No, give me one for Steve so I can.
I guess we could give you.
I was mad at you. I wasn't going to come see you and get my mug. I snuck in and got it when you were home.
Hey, Mike, bring the mug to dinner tonight, and we'll give it to Malay, and he can give it to Steve.
Only if I see his porch. I get to drink coffee on his porch. You're going to
be a little farther than his porch.
Oh, God. Ooh, you hear that, Steve?
Georgia.
Yeah, you're going past Steve's house. You're going.
Well, I'll swing by at 2 a.m. on that porch. He'll be like, "What in the hell's going on out there?" And it's going to be me swinging or rocking or whatever I can do. Both rocking, swinging.
You're on the front porch. I'll play musical chairs. Front porch swinging.
That's right.
I see where this is going. Front porch swinging.
Musical chairs on his porch.
Well, today, just a swinging.
I was doing some yard work and looked underneath the porch, and there was a paw print.
I don't care.
It was a bear.
And a bear
No, it's a mount. It's either a cougar or a bobcat. That big?
Not that big. Well, they could have been a small bear.
No, it was a bobcat or something.
Didn't they sign it?
It was a cat print.
I guess I better load up my shotgun and bring it with me. Go swinging on the porch.
Pow. I wonder why the dogs are barking sometimes.
Yeah, they probably got a cat underneath. Isn't there a song about a cat under porch, front porch? Bill, couldn't we write a song about a cat under front porch?
One I keep thinking about is Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
That's just about a deadbeat dad, which we all are. Truck drivers are deadbeat dads.
The only song I keep thinking about when I'm on here is Bill's theme song for his briefs. I've got big balls. You've got big balls.
You want to get into that right quick?
Balls.
Say something. You know what? We haven't had to review one.
How does that song go?
I'm wearing them now.
Okay. We haven't had a review.
Dead silence. I will never, listen very carefully, I will never wear regular underwear again.
See, they need a song.
I have bought 60 pairs of these fucking things.
60?
Seriously, why do you need so many?
I don't ever want to run out.
He's afraid they're never going to make them again.
No. No, look, guys.
Well, no, they're going out
folks,
of style.
Let me tell you, I don't care where please, you get them from.
Please do me a favor. Make a video with that song with you putting your briefs on. Put those briefs on.
Let me be clear about something first. They don't enhance anything. So
it'd still be funny playing that song.
It will definitely show in full form what you do have.
So it lifts and separates.
There it is. Oh yes, play it.
So
can we play it?
That, no, copyright. But no, what I'm saying is, especially if you've got a little bit extra weight on you, keeping them separate and then keeping them separate, like separating them and then keeping them separated.
So is that why they keep the nuts separate in a peanut shell when you open it? It's
like, I think that might be something else.
I'm trying to get a visual.
It might not be. It doesn't actually separate one nut from the other. It separates the nuts from the
coin purse. Does that already?
It actually separates the meat from the potatoes. Basically.
I can see God up there going, "We need to keep them nuts separate." You know?
Oh, God left the room.
You know, Logan's the same. I tell you.
But no, seriously, it keeps everything separated from everything else, and you just it is impossible to go back to wearing regular underwear that is shoving your stuff down between your legs.
By the way,
all
folks,
I see is a peanut shell now when I look at you like a.
By the way, folks, just to let you know, we're sitting at the Matt show. A complete stranger lady walks up to me and goes, "Does Bill got them nut separating pants on?"
No, she asked you.
Yeah, she asked me, and I go,
"How are your briefs working out?" And you said, "What?"
And I wish I would have had them then, because
you said, "Yeah, how are your briefs working? How are they holding everything together?"
Yeah, how are they holding everything up? And she's cupping her hand.
I was really hoping to have them. I thought I was going to have them in time for the show, or at least a couple pairs. That way, I could talk about it.
My balls touch the ground.
Oh,
anyway,
I'm sorry, I was probably so loud. I'm so sorry. Oh my!
But no, I'm not kidding. Once you wear these, you will never wear regular underwear again.
Of our friends.
Some of us can't afford them.
One of our friends, they're not that bad. It's like
the Duluth, where it's like $80.
Yeah, they are. They're the same price as Duluth.
No, I get three pairs for $30.
No, they're a little cheaper. Duluth's $25. Yeah, not bad. $22. Yeah. I get them on sale for $15, so $18.
Aren't you guys fancy?
It's funny when you type.
What do you
in
spend for
on
a bra?
YouTube bill?
Yeah, no shit.
I don't How spend much a is lot a bra? On my bra.
One bra.
Yeah, one bra cost me a month socks and 3 months of underwear.
I'm not. You guys are speaking to the wrong girl.
It's funny,
kind of
Bill.
Like, I buy
on
this
YouTube when I type in "big balls" and all the songs I get.
Wow. Well, yeah.
This is bluegrass that says "The Day My Balls Touch the Ground" by Artificially Irreverent.
I still like the AC/DC one. That's the one I'm going to
hear.
He's
got big balls.
Yes.
I've got big balls.
I'm going to try.
But who's got the biggest balls of them all?
I'm going to play it in my truck when I leave tonight.
I swear to God, I thought I was
at the concert.
Well, no, I was going for Alice in Wonderland with that voice. Reminded me of the Ace of Hearts.
All right. Well, that's enough of this, kids. I got to get to
wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
This Bill's getting tired.
I've got 2.5 hours of editing to do.
So what do we need to promote this week, guys? Huh? Talk to me.
Well, we already did Clean Fire and Bonehead's Truck Show, May 3rd.
You know what, folks? Go to, even if you subscribe, which it seems like most of you do, if you only subscribe to the audio-only version of the show, we love you. We're glad that you're here. Do us a favor. Run over to YouTube, why don't you? And
YouTube.
Hit
TikTok.
The like and subscribe. You ain't got to sit there and watch the whole thing, but hit the like and subscribe and throw us
Help
a little
Help us get
there.
Our numbers up a little bit on that.
Yeah, come on. I'll take more hot showers at random hours.
I'll be honest. I never really wanted to be a YouTuber because I kind of find it a fool's game. But, at the same time, though, it is...
Look, it
demonstrably
game.
It's demonstrably true that if you're not everywhere, then you're nowhere. So that's just something that we have to contend with. So yeah, go over there and like and subscribe. If you like the show, pass it on to your friends and let them know. And you can interact with us on all the socials and look us up. You can comment directly on the website too. Some people have done that directly on the show page. Yep. For each episode, it's 3ftpodcast.org. If you want to email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. We will be back next week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your old man broke down half the time, hurting back, Dave.
That's what you're going to call yourself?
For today.
I've been
Frogger.
You are a Frogger. I can't keep up with you. And you're going to die following you. And I've been a girl, Malia.
You
got to
be quick. I'm right out of the 1980s.
You got to follow him down all them one-way streets the wrong way.
Circle jerk stuff. That's what Breakfast Bill says.
Well, this will get circle jerk. I'm Steve. Thanks for stepping by. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot, folks. We'll see you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.